Good morning. Is it not great to be alive and to be here worshiping God with our family? What a great thing it is. We are filled with so many things to be thankful for in our life. And the sad thing is, so many times in our life we have allowed the world to steal that thankfulness, the gratitude that we have, the joy in our life. So many times we don't allow ourselves to be thankful. We don't think about all the great things that God has done for us in our life. And I've been thinking the last few weeks in a couple of the lessons that Chris has preached, and another guy that was preaching at a youth thing a while back, and I was thinking about some of the things they said and about joy and trying to have some happiness in our life and some of those things. And why do we not have it? Why do we allow ourselves to not gain those things that God wants for us to have? And this morning I want to share with you some thoughts, some things that I believe it's hit me anyway, as I've looked at my own life and looked at the way that I am either grateful or not grateful to God, and the times that I forget to actually say thank you, God, for a whole host of things that He's blessed me with. And I look around us, and I think so many times we forget and we focus on the shortcomings or the things that we don't have in life. We look at the things that we're struggling with in our life. And all of those things kind of get us down, and they cause us to lose a lot of this joy. And when we do that, we forget about all the positive things we have in life. We forget about all of the great things that we've been blessed with. And I truly believe if we were to focus on the good things that we have, the positive things that are going on in our life, we would be so much happier, more successful. We would have a sense of empowerment in our life. We would be so much further ahead in life. But you know, it all starts, if we want to get there, it all starts by being openly thankful for what we have in this life. A simple question for you this morning as we begin. What has God done for you? What has God done for you to give you the opportunity to be thankful? What has God done in your life to give you an opportunity to look at what you have, to look around you and say, I am so thankful for what I have? That's what we should be about. Thank you, Lord. Simple title this morning for our lesson. Thank you, Lord. Finding the joys in this life. You know, I was reading something, an article in one of the Christian publications recently, and they were talking about movies. And the guy said, you know, there are some Christian movies that just really aren't Christian. And he's talking about one in particular where a man was praying in this movie, and towards the latter part of it, some things that he was wanting in life came about. And this guy in his article said, you know, that's just not the way things happen, really. He said, this guy has made this movie and it's not really Christian, because the Lord said that this life is going to be full of miseries and pain and all these things, and He's not going to just give us everything that we want. And I think that man has missed it. How many joys in this life do we pass by because we don't focus on them? We don't stop and thank God for all of those things. And we allow ourselves to forget what He's done in our life. We would be so much better off if we would listen to positive things in this life. And I'm not saying in any way that there's not going to be hardships in this life. You know that there are. And you know that we all fail at things in this life. And you know you've done some things in your life that you're not proud of. And there are a lot of those things, but if we allow the world to dictate how we're going to live and how we're going to view our life, then we'll always be doom and gloom like the world. But that's not what God has in store for us. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to have an amazingly rich life here, not only in the time to come, but also here. there are some things I was thinking about for this morning. Some things that I, and start with me, where I have forgotten to be thankful to God. Some things that He's done in my life that I haven't just stopped and said, God, thank You. The first thing I want to share with you is just simply change. Think of all the ways that God has allowed you or has given you the power to change in your life. You think back at your childhood days, and some of you are still children, I know that. But when we think back at some point in our life and our relationship with our family, maybe as we watched our mothers and fathers and how they were married and their kinds of relationships, and we look at that and we look around the world even at marriages and we think, this is who I am. As we grow up and we get married and we look at those and we realize that we're going to more than likely be husbands and wives just like our parents were. And not that that's all bad. But sometimes they didn't get it. They didn't fully understand. Because they didn't allow God to come in and change them. We didn't allow God to change our relationships with, maybe it's our siblings, or maybe it's some other extent, maybe it's our church family, in our relationships with people. And we look around us and we see the world and how relationships are supposed to be, and we think, well, that's it. This is who I am. I've been raised this way, and all of these influences in my life have molded me and made me who I am today. And there's no other way. I can't treat anybody other than the way I've been raised to treat people. What a sad outlook on life that is. God gives us so many opportunities to change and to have relationships that this world will never understand. He has that power, that ability to change in our life. How many of you have ever changed in your relationships and have grown to new heights, to new understandings? How many of you have a relationship now that you are so excited about that you would never want to end that relationship? Any of you have a relationship like that? God gives us those opportunities all the time. When we think about that, then you think about your past life, and not only relationships, but choices that we've made. And I know maybe you've been there, and I know I've been there, and I've done things that I'm not proud of, and many people I've talked to have done things that they're not proud of. And you look in our lives, and you look at people, and they think, this is who I am, and I can't change. I'm a really bad person. Man, I'm an alcoholic maybe, or I'm a drug addict. I've done these things, it's been such a terrible life. This is where I am. This is my upbringing. These are the things that have influenced me all my life, and I don't know anything else. Maybe it's someone who looks back at their life and thinks, I've done so many bad things, I can't possibly be loved. No one in this world could possibly care about me. Maybe someone looks back and says, look at my reputation. You know, I've done some things that maybe even the law knows about. Maybe I've been convicted of something bad. Maybe something's going on in my life, and you know what? I'll never get rid of that reputation. Everyone's always going to look at me and go, do you know what he did? I remember back in those days when he did this and this and this. And I'll fall into the trap and allow those things to just keep eating on me and eating at me and eating at me and think I'm not worthy of anything. Maybe there's all kinds of things. We can look and go, you know, I don't have the education that some people have, and I'll never get one, because this world is for people who are highly educated. It always has been, right? And if you don't have that doctoral degree, you'll never be in the presence of people that are like that. And we look at all of those things and we think, man, this is who I am. Woe is me. And there are a lot of people in the Bible that suffered from those things as well. Think about Solomon. Here's a man that not only dove into everything in this world to experience all of those things, but it says he even went out and built vineyards so that he could have all that he wanted. He could have the biggest parties in the world and he could experience everything. But at the end of his life, he said, the only thing that matters is God. Is the changes that He can bring about in my life. Think about that little book of Hosea. You know, we think about and we talk about Hosea and the ability that he had because God said, go marry this woman who's not going to be faithful to you. And he went out and after she left him, and he went and bought her on auction block. And I think about many times about Gomer. And I think, what kind of mindset did she have? When she looked at herself in the mirror, what did she think about herself? And you know, too many times you and I are like that, not the Hoseas. But the Gomers, we've done so many bad things. Who could possibly ever care about us? And then we go, man, what a heavy life. I don't really want to go through this. Criminal record. You remember Saul thinking about his life, past experiences. No one. He said, I'm the chief of all sinners. I'm the worst that there's ever been. I'm not worthy to be called an apostle. I'm not worthy of the gospel. I'm not worthy of anything because of all the things I've done. And you don't think he dealt every day with remembering him killing people and destroying families and hauling children and women and everyone out of their homes? You don't think he thought about that on a daily basis? You better believe he did. There's no way in this world that any of us could do something that horrendous and not think about it. But he said, thank God that he can change even me. Thank God that he can change my heart and who I am. And he can do away with all of those things. Were there people always pointing at him and saying, why in the world do you want to be around that guy? Do you know what he's done to people? People are always going to point things out about us. But God can change our life. Thank God he's not as shallow as we are. Thank God that he doesn't look at our accomplishments in this life, our education, or whatever it is that we are so focused on doing. Thank God that he doesn't focus on all of those things. Because if he did, every one of us would fail miserably. We couldn't pass his test, could we? Because God has infinitely more knowledge and wisdom than all of humanity combined can ever even dream of. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the ability to change and the reason to want to. Man, it's a positive thing in our life to think about how much God has done for us and all the ways that God can help us change in this world. You want to have the right kind of marriage? Then you listen to what God has to say. How to treat one another. You want to have good relationships with your brothers and sisters in Christ? Then you treat them the way God treated you. Do we want these things and allow God to change our life? We need to be thankful every day. We need to pray to Him and say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to change, for giving me the strength to do that. Change is a positive thing. We need to be thankful for it. Another thing I was thinking about is our prayer life. How many times do we get caught up in either not praying or praying very shallowly? And a lot of times we stop with the mere things about us. God, help me do this. God, bless me. God, I need this. God, give me the strength. God, do this for me. God, do that for me. And too many times we do those kinds of things. And it is important that we pray those prayers to help God, help me get over these obstacles in my life. I understand that, and I am not trying to belittle that at all. But too many times we focus on those rather than being thankful. And I think about something that's, and I'm sure it's been mentioned, but it always hits me because when I do it, I stop and I think, when we're praying and you're around your table and you're praying for your food, what do we say? We ask someone, would you bless the food, right? How many times have you heard that phrase? Bless the food. And we say, Lord, would you bless this food so that it might nourish our bodies? Somehow, maybe in the back of our mind, we think if we don't do that, that God is going to somehow miraculously come down and take all the nutrients out of that food. That corn's not going to have any vitamins left in it if we don't ask God to bless it. That salad that we're getting ready to eat, God is going to do something that's going to make us sick or shrivel away somehow. What did God say to Noah when he got off the ark and he built the altar and he sacrificed the animals? And what did God say to him in Genesis chapter 9, 2 and 3? You remember? He said, "Every moving thing that is alive will be food for you. I give all of it to you as I have given the green plant." God blessed everything in this world for our consumption. All the food that we partake of, God blessed it before we ever came into existence. How many times do we just say, "God, thank you for creating the world the way you did, so that it might bring forth things like all of these things that we enjoy eating. Thank you for blessing our life with all of this wonderful food." How many times do we do that? We need to start focusing on being thankful for everything God has done for us. How many times do we go in our prayer life, how many times do we go with absolute assurance that what I'm about to pray for, God not only hears, but God cares, He's listening, and He answers? The Hebrew writer says very plainly in the fourth chapter, in 16, that we can go before the throne of God. We can come into His very presence with confidence that He hears everything that we say. How many times do we thank God for giving us that kind of confidence, that kind of assurance? "God, thank you for allowing me to come and communicate and talk to you anytime that I want. Thank you for hearing everything that I have to say. Thank you for answering every prayer that I've ever offered up to you." He gives us His Holy Spirit that indwells us. And it says in Romans 8, 26 and 27, that the Holy Spirit takes those utterings, those things that are deep within us, to the Father. Things that we can't even verbalize, things that we can't even get out, we can't even voice, but the Holy Spirit knows the Father, and He knows us, and He carries those things to the Father. "Thank you, Lord, for knowing me, for giving me your Spirit, for allowing me the times when I don't even know what to say. Thank you for knowing me well enough. You know what I'm struggling with. Thank you for caring that much about me." How many of you would like to have a friend that knows you that well and knows when things are bothering you and knows the bad things that are going on in your life and cares enough to want to know? "Thank you, Lord, for the ability to communicate with you, for loving me in all of those ways." Isn't it great to be a Christian? Honestly, isn't it great to be a child of God and to have all the things that God has told us He's going to give us? To realize all of those things that He can do in our life. To realize He can change us and He can cause those old memories to fade and He can bring about new ones and He can give us a hope and He can give us assurance. One other thing I think about that He has the power to do, and that is to empower us. How many times in our life do we kind of back away from certain subjects? Or we don't really know why we believe what we believe. We don't really know. And people kind of point their fingers at us and say, "You don't be judgmental. You don't tell me how to live. You don't do those things. Who are you anyway? I know about you. I know things that you've done in your life. I know that you don't." And too many times we kind of back up and go, "Yeah, they're right. Guess I better just be quiet." Man, that's not it. The God who created this universe, Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." And Colossians chapter 1 and 16 says, "For by Him all things were created." Talking about Jesus, our Lord created everything in the universe, everything here. He spoke everything into existence. Forget all the scientists and all the knowledge that they've gained. They fail in comparison to the smallest little amount of God's knowledge and wisdom. We're talking about the God who created the world, who created everything that exists. This is where we find our power to live our life, to make the choices that we make is because of Him and who He is, not because of who we are. We're doing it this summer. The area-wide teen gatherings, the theme is found in Psalms 119 and verse 89. The psalmist writes there, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled." And he's saying, your word can never be changed. It doesn't matter what man wants. It doesn't matter what man thinks. It doesn't matter how wise man becomes. Your word is settled. When you speak it, it is absolute. It is truth. It is never changing. And we have that word. We have God's word to empower our lives, to know who we are, to know how we should live, to know what things we should be talking about, to know the answers to all the great questions of life. We have those. It's time to be thankful that we have those. I love in 2 Timothy. Flip over to 2 Timothy with me real quick. As Paul is about to... He knows that the time on this place is about over. And he's encouraging Timothy, his child in the faith, to be strong and to continue. And he's writing in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He says in verse 1, "I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and of the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word." What word? The word that has been settled in the heavens and on earth for all time. The word that will never change. The word that came from God Himself. The word that we have been, that's been kept perfectly intact for generation after generation after generation, for you and me to understand, to comprehend, to study it, to learn it. This is it. This is the word. He said, preach the word. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks. Don't worry if they listen to you or don't listen to you. But you live your life according to this word, and you share this word with everyone else in the world. It's hard sometimes to wake up in the morning and say, "Thank you, Lord, for your word that never ends and never changes. Help me teach others. Thank you for giving me the power of this, the authority. Thank you for empowering my life to be able to share these things with others." And look what he continues. Look down at verse 6. He says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith." Now look at what he says in verse 8. Very first thing. In the future. How powerful is it to know the future? How many people in the world have predicted things, and we even have books about people who have been great predictors of things to come about in the future. And I can't remember how you even say his name, but Nostradamus, or however you say that. And if you give him a lot of leeway, all of the things he's predicted, he's only got about a 30% accuracy, right? And that's if you give him a whole lot of room in his predictions. But everything God has ever said has come about. Everything, every promise God's ever made is perfect. Everything that he has written. And Paul says, in the future, I know what happens. He's saying, Timothy, I've read the end of the book. I know the end. In the future, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. But guess what? It's not only just for me, Timothy, but it's for everyone who has loved or longed for His appearing. Anyone that wants to follow after God can know the future as well. God is going to return, and He's going to welcome home His faithful, those who love Him. Isn't that something to be thankful for? Isn't that something to be excited about? And every day that we wake up, we should be saying, "Thank you, God, for empowering my life to live the life that I need to live, to be the person I need to be, because I know the future and I know where I'm going to spend all eternity." What an awesome thing it is to be a child of God. Thank you, God, for giving me this power and assurance in my life. Thank you, God, for giving me the change, the ability to change, and the reason to change. Thank you, God, for giving me this avenue of prayer to come and talk to you at any time that I want. We have a lot of things to be thankful for in our life, don't we? Well, if we listen to the world, we don't have anything to be thankful for. Nothing that we have is good enough. Nothing that we have is ever going to be good enough. It's always, woe is me. It's always things aren't happening well. But when we stop and we really think and we really look at our lives, how much do we have to be thankful for? Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. I don't know where you are this morning, but I know if you want to truly be happy and successful, if you want to live a life that's empowered, if you want to do that, it's going to start by this one thing, and that's being thankful to God for all that He's given you. You can absolutely know with complete certainty that you're a child of God this morning. I don't know where you are, but I know that God, through His Word that is settled for all eternity, has said if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, is the Messiah, is the Son of God, that you can name Him as your Savior. You can be immersed into Him, and you will receive all the blessings that God has in store for you. We know that because God promised us that. It's not because of anything that we've done, but we can have that knowledge. We can be thankful for all the things that we have in this life, and we can begin it by becoming a child of God. If you're not a child of God this morning, you can become one. You can name Him before men, confess His name, and you can be immersed into Christ. And you can receive the forgiveness of sins. You can receive every blessing that He has in store for you. Maybe you've already become a Christian and you've left that and taken taken your life back over. And you can look at yourself and think, have I been thankful for what God has done for me in my life? Or maybe have I allowed the world to seep in and cause all the anxiety and all the things that it wants, that Satan is trying to force upon me? You don't have to have all that. God will take it away. God will help you through this life. He'll help you change. He'll help you do everything because He wants you. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to know where your future is. You can have that assurance this morning. If you need to respond to Him for any reason, if you want us to pray for you, we would love to do that as your family. We'd love to do that. If you want to become a child of God, we would love to help you with that. But this morning, if there's any need that you have to respond to the Lord's invitation, He's calling you right now. Don't leave this morning without being thankful for what you have in Him. That's what He's offering you right now. What will your answer be? The invitation's yours while we stand and we sing.